Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're live from Care First Arena, where tonight the Mystics will take on the Liberty, something that is easy for me to remember because we're actually not on the concourse today. We are down in the bowl. I'm down like by the courtside, just like on the edge as players warm up a little bit later to get a nice little view. They'll all have to walk by. We see if anyone, who knows? Aaliyah Edwards might be like, give me that headset. Then PR would probably come and be very mad at me. But I'm not going to give it to her. But if Aaliyah takes it, who am I to stop her? So we are here at Care First Arena. We'll talk a little Mystics with Christy Winter Scott. But today we are mostly NFL, as there is major news both in command land and beyond. We'll start quickly with the beyond, and then we will get into the report from Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports that Terry McLaurin is apparently upset with the situation around his contract and how the negotiations are going, and we'll take your calls on it, and we'll all collectively not freak out. But we start, Anthony, with the funniest story. As Anthony is back in our DC studio as usual. See, internet, if you're watching on YouTube, there he is. Aaron Rodgers is signing with the Steelers. Oh my God, I'm so surprised.
Yeah, we all knew.
Yeah, we all knew this was coming. And the fact that this is happening is hysterically stupid, because Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old, okay? He is not good at football anymore. And that's just last year. Look at the numbers. He graded out, during the last month of the season, PFF-wise, he had like a couple nice grades, and those were some of his best games. But he also had two absolute stinkers against the Rams and the Bills. He is just like he's just not the player he used to be at all. He's a guy that demands everything be done a certain way that used to be good, now is probably bad. When you look at his efficiency in terms of like completion percentage, all that kind of stuff, last year was his lowest since 2019, and he did it in more attempts, so he's just chucking the ball all over the place. He threw the ball 584 times last year, which was one of the highest attempt numbers in the league, and he threw for less than 4,000 yards. The last time he threw for at least 570 attempts was 2018, and he had almost 4,500 yards. So he's throwing the ball a ton. He is not nearly – I mean, he actually had 28 touchdowns last year, which is pretty impressive. He had 11 picks as well, but those are more similar to his 2022 numbers before the Achilles, where he also threw the ball a ton for not that many yards. He's not pushing the ball downfield like he used to. Interception numbers are higher. I mean, this is a guy who, from 2011 to 2021, Anthony, literally one of the greatest not turnover stretches. There's probably a better way to put that. But this is a guy that, okay, 2011, 6 picks, 2012, 8, 6-5-8-7-6-2-2 in 2018, 4-5-4. In 2020, Rodgers threw for 48 touchdowns to 5 picks. That's insane. He's not that guy anymore. And so his success rate numbers are down. His average depth of target is down. Like, average yards per attempt, he, in his last good season in 2021, 8.8. 6.78 in 2022, 6.78 in 2024. He's just not the same guy anymore. And when he is the guy he used to be, putting up with whatever personality quirks, to put them lightly, that he has, you tolerate, because there's like a misery per talent ratio. There's now just a lot of misery and not a lot of talent. And if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and you are, I know you have this streak of always being above 500 with Mike Tomlin. Organizationally, I feel like this is irresponsible. Just take a hit for a year. Get yourself a quarterback. You've been wandering through the wilderness since Roethlisberger declined and then retired. And here you have a chance to be meh and kind of tank a year. And instead, they're signing a guy who will be just good enough to put you right back in the middle of the first round next year. And they've got some extra draft capital. They've got some ammo. They've got some things that maybe they can move up into the top 10 for a quarterback. But this feels like just an attempt to push off the inevitable for another year instead of taking their medicine like a lot of franchises do. Because in the NFL, you take your medicine, it works pretty quick. You can turn things around quickly. But the Steelers are, they're too proud of an organization. And Mike Tomlin's too good of a coach. So they're just going to try their best, even if their best has a extremely low ceiling in 2025.
Yeah, I hate this for the Steelers. They're in this weird space where they have a really great defense around them, and they don't have the quarterback position figured out. They've been, you know, trying to figure out the last couple of years and quite frankly haven't been able to, so it does suck. I think this probably is the last year in which they try to, you know, really go for it before it's time for them to, like, come to terms with where the team is and blow it up. T.J. Watt, he's in a sort of kind of a contract situation. Cam Hayward's on the back end of his career. Minka's getting up there as well. So I think this is – I think with Aaron Rodgers, they feel as though he's the best option that they can, you know, have and use to, you know, be able to – chase those championship aspirations that they have. But at the same token, as you just pointed out, Aaron Rodgers isn't that guy anymore. So I would think, you know, they lean heavily on a rushing attack, and then as opposed to, you know, going out there leaning on Aaron Rodgers. But I think, like, where they are with the team, I think they're going to try to, you know, lean on Aaron Rodgers, and I just think that is the wrong choice and wrong course of action.
Well, this is kind of the question, right? Is Are you able to say, Aaron, we're the Steelers. We have a way of doing things. We're going to run the football. We're going to play good defense. We're going to be complimentary. Does Rodgers respect Tomlin enough, as opposed to the coaches that he's tried to walk over or has walked over at the end of Green Bay and in New York, where he's not going to be able to bring in Nathaniel Hackett, and he's not going to get to bring in Devontae or you know, Alan Lazard or Randall Cobb. Like, it's not just Green Bay 2017 all over again, where Rodgers is no longer who he was in 2017, right? Is it because that is not the case? Can you look at him and be like, hey, man, you're going to hand the ball off a lot. We're going to run our offense. I mean, you've got Arthur Smith. Like, Arthur Smith is a strong-headed individual with a point of view. I don't think Arthur Smith is going to be psyched to run the Aaron Rodgers offense. You're going to have to work together. There are some elements of what Rodgers does that can be really beneficial to an Arthur Smith offense. I mean, Rodgers is obviously one of the elite mental processors of the last two decades in the NFL, one of the greats of all time in that capacity. And he's a guy, Arthur Smith is a guy who asks his quarterbacks to look over the middle of the field and like make the complex reads that are required to do big boy NFL quarterbacking. If Rodgers can do that stuff in limited doses at a high level, maybe the Steelers are like, maybe this is a good idea. I just don't trust that it's not going to turn into Rodgers checking out of a zillion runs and throwing smoke screens all day and his average depth of target is negative a million, and they never push the ball down the field, except for the occasional fade route on third down to DK Metcalf, who's going to be losing his mind on the sideline. I'm so mad they traded George Pickens. Because how funny would a locker room with Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, and George Pickens be?
Ah.
Oh, my God, the comedy in that. You think the Giants quarterback room would have been funny. It was going to be funny with Jameis and Russ. Oh, my goodness. But, is there a world where it works? Sure. But I think that what we've seen with Rodgers is mostly you get the Aaron Rodgers experience and everything that comes with it, and there's not a lot of deviating. And that he played well enough last year that probably gets you out of the NFL's basement, and their defense is good enough that maybe you even get a little higher than that. But I also think there's a chance that, like, by the middle of the year, this is the biggest dumpster fire in the NFL because Rodgers doesn't want to play the Steelers' way. The Steelers don't want to play Rodgers' way, and it becomes this force of wills, and Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith and guys like T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, Casey Hayward, like the Steelers, are pretty strong-willed. And Aaron Rodgers is somewhere between strong-willed and incredibly hard-headed. So the blow-up potential here is extremely high. The they are annoying everyone potential is extremely high. Is there some way that it works? Sure. Just don't count me in on betting on that to work out.
Yeah, I don't know if it works out either. I think Aaron Rodgers, he's been stuck in his ways. Even, you know, all of this, how dramatic, you know, him signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers was. Like, dude, you could have did this 3 months ago, but you want to wait until the last day ahead of, you know, mandatory mini camp to do. It just gives diva, and it's just so Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it gives diva because he is a diva. Like one of the biggest we've seen in a long time. Speaking of veterans who are missing the voluntary portion of their team's workouts, Terry McLaurin has been out. New report today from Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports that he's quote unquote upset with how these contract negotiations have gone. Do we believe the report? And if we do, what does it actually mean? Next on the Hoffman Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. We are live at Care First Arena, the artist formerly known as ESA, head of Mystics and Liberty. Tonight, you can hear the game 7:30 tip on the Team 980. Megan McPeak, Christy Winterscott. Christy joins us coming up at 5 p.m. Right now, though, top story of the day is that Terry McLaurin is upset with his contract negotiations. Oh, no! Which is not meant to be a shot at Terry. It's meant to make fun of the reporting that happens this time of year if someone wants a new contract and they aren't getting it yet. Anthony, you texted me about this earlier today when you saw the report from Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports. And, you know, basically my response was, you know, I get upset when my Uber Eats order isn't on time, but eventually I still get to eat. This has no long-term bearing on anything. If Terry doesn't show up for mandatory minicamp next week, is that a quote-unquote problem? It's not ideal, and we can get into the reasons why, but does it make me think that they're not going to get a deal done or he's going to hold out in training camp or it's going to affect their regular season in any meaningful way? No. They know who Terry McLaurin is. He knows who they are. He knows the system. He's got a rapport with Jaden. It's not year one. Yeah, it would be great to get some of the route combos with a guy like Debo, and it would be great to have him here. But, like, this is, like, once the contract is signed, all hard feelings go away. It's not that big of a deal. That's where I sit on it. That said, I do think this point is important. This is the first big test of the Adam Peters era in terms of a contract extension of this kind, right? Sam Cosmi got an extension last August, I think it was. It was late August, I think, when he got it. And that was a really big message to the locker room to say, it doesn't matter if we drafted you or not. If you do the things that we want, if you become a commander in the way that we're defining a commander, you'll be rewarded. And that's a message that you want to your locker room. And so to the extent that this matters to me and to the upset reporting matters at all, it's not really about Commanders 2025 season success, because I think they'll get a deal done and things will be fine and Terry will have plenty of time to make up whatever ground is lost, if any ground has been lost at all on the field. It's just that it's not the best look for the guy that most embodies who you want to be as an organization to not quickly be able to come to terms, which makes me wonder, like, what the negotiations have been like. Are they lowballing him? Is he asking for something ridiculous? Like, I don't know enough about the details to know why that's happening, but it is something I think, and maybe the only thing that's actually worth flagging in this entire story.
Yeah, I'm struggling to understand. I mean, sort of kind of what's taking so long. Like, we know we want Terry to be a commander for a lifetime, and I think he also wants to be a commander for a long time as well. And I guess, like, on the fans, like, part, it is a little frustrating. So I guess we can understand, you know, if this report is so accurate, like, where Terry's frustrations are. But at the same token, in terms of, you know, the voluntary OTAs, him potentially missing mandatory minicamp, I'm not at all concerned about any of that. Just because, again, Terry, a couple of years ago when it was time for him to, you know, sign his contract, he did the same thing. And guess what? He came back. He finally got the deal done, and he went out there and performed. So I'm not, you know, less confident in Terry, yeah. you know, to hold out and not come back, you know, ready to play. I think it's going to work out when it works out.
It's exactly what he did last time. And he missed mandatory minicamp last time, and then it didn't really matter. And, again, I think it's not the best look for the front office unless it comes out that, like, he's asking for something ridiculous. But also, it's the kind of thing that sometimes these reports happen right before, like, oh, well, deal's done. It'll get done tomorrow. Or it'll get done before mandatory minicamp next week. You know, there's starting to be real deadlines here, right? Because that's the other thing that's changing, is the pressure is getting turned up because mandatory minicamp is a real deadline. He doesn't want to participate without a new deal because, God forbid, he gets hurt. And then you're looking at maybe a different kind of deal, especially when you're an older player like Terry is at this point, where this is going to probably be his last big contract. He's going to want to get paid as maximally as he can, and to add in any risk, which is also a little bit silly because, like, he's probably working out on his own, and I don't know how much elevated, much more elevated the risk is if he's working out on his own. He's not like he's sitting at home and, you know, wrapped in bubble wrap. So how much more elevated is the risk if he's working out on his own versus what he's doing with the team? So that's one part of this that I think is, you know, probably worth mentioning, I guess. But at the end of this, like, again, does it affect 2025? Probably not. Does it affect – is another player going to be – have their contract negotiation directly be like, ah, well, you guys screwed over Terry? No, it just can't become a pattern. And it probably might make some people go like, what's going on with that? And it really, I guess, does come down to the numbers at the end of the day of maybe Terry wants like a third year guaranteed, and they really don't want to do that because he is going to be on the quote-unquote wrong side of 30. I'm just curious as to why this is happening and then how is it treated. But ultimately, you know, when Terry gets back in the building, it's going to be like DQ and he are going to have a big old bear hug. He and Jaden are going to dap up. He'll have love all around the locker room. Mikey will make some sly Michigan, Ohio State joke. And then all the Ohio State guys will go yelling at Mikey. Like, it's going to be the same old thing. And it's just a matter of, like, how much pain do you have to go through to get to that point? But to the deadlines piece and, like, the upset reporting, if this looks bad on the front office, then they might feel extra pressure to give in to whatever Terry is doing. And so often the way these reports happen is, you know, you kind of, as a media person, it's your responsibility to understand the motives here. And, you know, hey, Jordan Schultz got a story, and maybe that's his motive, is I would like to have people talking about me and my reporting on social media and on radio and on TV, and in an attention economy, I just made money. Okay, fine. But really, you're also trying to figure out, why is this person, like, that was always the number one thing I thought about as a reporter. Why is this person telling me this thing? And it might be we have a good relationship, and I've asked a question, they've given me an honest answer because I'm going to be able to do my job better, and that they have no problem with that. Okay, fine. But hey, Terry's upset. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to go report that. Now, if you're the front office, do you feel more pressure? This is also, to me, I see this as a negotiating ploy by Terry's agent using a reporter who's willing to put that out there. And if it's true, like, that's not a shot at Jordan Schultz. He reported the truth. Maybe Terry is upset. But the fact that it went public for a guy as classy, as buttoned up, as, hey, we take care of our business in private as a team, as Terry McLaurin, to me says, you know, agent might be trying to do a little negotiating through the media, and I'm curious to see if maybe there's an Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport or, you know, Field Yates and Adam Peters go way back. Does one of them have a counter report in the next week, and does the pushing back and forth eventually get a deal done before OTAs or before minicamp next week?
Yeah, and along those lines, B-Mitch actually commented on as well, and he was like, this doesn't scream Terry, this doesn't scream Adam Peters, like, so for this to be coming out is a little weird, but also he understands it probably is the agent, you know, trying to, you know, stir the pot a little bit and, you know, put some pressure or put some fire underneath, you know.
So if Brian Mitchell says it, then it's cool. But if I say it, it's whatever, just because he has Super Bowl rings or something, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Just saying. Yeah. Just saying, says the producer of The Hoffman Show on The Hoffman Show about B. Mitch and Finley. No, I'm just kidding. Just giving you a hard time. Sometimes you really walk right into it. You know that, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, just walk face first. Right there. 301-230-0980 is our phone number. 301-230-0980. That is where you can call us with your take on this Terry McLaurin thing. And even though you're not Brian Mitchell, Anthony will answer your call. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. You can give us a call to give your thoughts on this report that Terry McLaurin – I shouldn't put report in quotation mark. It's a report that Terry McLaurin is – now I'll go air quotes – upset with how the contract negotiations are going. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is our phone number. Let's get things started with Luke in Texas. Luke, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, long-time fan, long-time listener. I honestly just think we should cut this pre-Venata BS out and just cut Terry altogether.
Luke, you're doing a bit because you want me to lop your head off and yell at you? That's what it sounds like.
I'm not doing a bit.
So you want to cut Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, he's carried by Jaden Daniels all season. Honestly, I think we should just let him go if he's not.
How many straight years, Luke? How many straight years has Terry McLaurin had 1,000 yards receiving?
7.
Yeah. So he's how many seasons has Jaden Daniels been in the league?
What?
Yeah. How's your mathing, Luke?
I mean, who knows what he's going to do next year? You got hurt for all we know.
You could get hit by a bus right now.
That's true. Who knows? He really knows.
Yeah, who knows about anything? Why does life exist? What's our purpose on planet Earth? Luke, can I give you some advice? Next time you say one of the dumbest things that's ever been said in the history of 3 years that we've been doing this show, and I go, hey, are you doing a bit? If you say yes, you'll sound less dumb.
So, Luke,
are you doing a bit?
This isn't a bit.
Okay. Luke, go back to playing Madden, where the results don't matter. It's not real life. And if you lose more football games and literally commit what feels like an NFL crime by cutting one of the top 10 receivers in the league for absolutely no reason in June because he is going through the normal course of business of how
debatable
NFL business gets done. What was that?
Debatable top 10.
It's not debatable he's top 10. It's just not debatable.
It's debatable.
Okay, well, let's pretend it is debatable. Is he top 15?
Let's go Birds. Go Birds. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're doing a bit. And you aren't even good at it. You were so unconvincing that you said you're from Texas. So instead of a narc Cowboys fan, he's a narc Eagles fan. With nothing better to do in his entire life than call someone else's radio station and talk about something with someone else. Great job, Luke. Thanks for wasting all of our time. I gotta say, sometimes Anthony has good instincts and was like, I don't know about this one. There's times Anthony's let callers through, and I'm like, why did we let that one through? But he couldn't even last 2 minutes. So, great job. Luke from Texas, who's actually an Eagles fan, who's actually a moron. Nice job. 301-230-0980. If you'd like to not waste our time and have actual intellectual conversation about Terry, then go ahead and give us a call, 301-230-0980. And in fact, we got one of our show staples that I think is going to take care of the business here. Saeed, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I mean, based on the last caller, I honestly think we should just cut the franchise.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Sell it back to Dan Snyder.
We should just Yeah, I actually think, ironically, because we are playing in Madrid this year, we should just keep the team there.
Mm. Si, senor.
And, yeah, I think that's a great idea. No, I mean, all craziness aside.
All morons aside.
I do feel like, yeah, exactly. I do feel, honestly, that, and this is just obviously my opinion. I don't have, although it might have the same amount of credibility as the report. My opinion is that because Terry is such a team guy, I honestly think there was an agreement between the agent and Adam Peters to say, hey, you know, let's worry about this a little bit later. We'll get this all done. Give us some flexibility. We want to see if we can build the roster out. Give us until maybe June 1st or something like that for us to try to see what else we can do with the team and give us some flexibility. I could definitely see that as an Adam Peters move, and I can see it as a Terry McLaurin move to say, that's fine, no problem, and the agent given that deadline. And then they probably got to June 1st. The agent started feeling antsy, made a phone call. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. A report comes out. Plus, the word choice is very key. And, Craig, you've seen it a million times, as have I and everybody else. When the word frustrated comes out, all that can mean is the reporter going, so is Terry happy he hasn't signed the contract, or is it kind of frustrating?
Right.
I mean, he's not happy. I'm sure he's a little frustrated. Thank you. And then it ends up in the newspaper. That's how I think it happened. I think it's totally fine. They'll get it wrapped up in the next couple of weeks at the end of the day, and I think he'll be in the 33-33.5 area.
Saeed, great call. Appreciate it. And Luke still sucks. So
yep.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's a really important, like, you know, the phrasing here. He's upset. He's frustrated, right? Because, like, I'm frustrated that it's not done. But, like, it's not like I'm like, oh, God, we're at an existential issue here. It's just like, man, it'd be really great if this could get done and we could be in a place where Terry McLaurin was locked up and we felt confident that the rest of his prime is going to be spent in burgundy and gold. Like, that's something that everybody here wants. And time is running out. No, that was the shot. See, this is the thing about being in the bowl here at ESA. Anthony, hold on. There's going to be another one. We got shot clock and final buzzer. We're probably going to have to fight through a national anthem at some point. Like, there's going to be a lot of pregame testing that when we're up in the concourse, we're insulated from to an extent. And I can hear it in background, but you can't hear it. But you heard the buzzer there, right, Anthony?
Yeah, it scared me.
Yeah, it's scary. Yes, Anthony wasn't prepared for the buzzer. I was, because I could see the clock counting down. And that's how that goes. Anyway, the point is, time is running out to get this done before mandatory minicamp. But even if they don't, okay, he misses two practices, right? Typically, mandatory minicamp is 3 days. It's two practices, and then you know, they cancel the third, and everyone gets out of there. Sometimes they actually do the third. We'll see if they actually do it this year. But either way, he misses 2 to 3 practices, and then let's get this thing done in July. And Saeed's probably right as well in terms of the timeline, right? You probably have Terry and his agent being like, we'll get this thing done later on in the summer or later on in the spring after free agency, after the draft. We know exactly how much cap space we're working with, not only for now, but we have an idea for the next couple of years, exactly how much we're working with in case we signed an extra guy or we made a trade. If a guy's got a multi-year deal. Like, you have all this stuff and you want to keep the flexibility, and then you lock in your guys. And so this is kind of what we're waiting on right now, is just them to agree on the final numbers. It's the time of year where this stuff is going to get done. If it doesn't happen now, there's a good chance they keep negotiating through July. And then on, you know, maybe the eve of training camp, Terry reports for camp, signs the contract, everybody's happy. Off you go into the 2025 season with a bunch of good vibes. I've seen that happen plenty of times as well. All right, when we get back, more of your calls, 301-230-0980, unless you're an Eagles fan, in which case, actually, I don't want to say that. It feels like that's jinxing something terrible happening. No, nobody get hit by a bus. Here's what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. We are live at Care First Arena, where the Mystics will take on the Liberty tonight. I do believe Christy Winter-Scott is still scheduled to join us. I haven't seen her yet, but I did see Megan McPeak. They'll be on the call, of course, on this time on Prime Video, but you will get to hear them tonight. Christy's going to join us on set here in just a few minutes. So no more calls on Terry. We got Saeed in, and we got Doofus from wherever he was from on that. But, Anthony, you sent me something that is floating around that people who are supportive of the RFK Stadium site are citing as, oh, my God, we have to do this. Look at the economic impact that the Super Bowl had on New Orleans. So you have the article in front of you, yeah?
Not directly in front of me, but I'll pull it up real quick.
Okay. It was something like the Super Bowl in New Orleans made, like, $1.25 billion of economic impact, and that's kind of how these things go, right? Is they are, always massive wins for the organization or for the city when the stuff is put out by the city. So quickly, I couldn't remember this guy's name. J.C. Bradbury ultimately is the name, but I literally Googled economist who hates stadiums. And J.C. Bradbury is an economist we've had on the show who works at a university down in Georgia. And he is probably the biggest critic on the planet of publicly funded stadiums and all these economic impact reports, because he dives into the data and is like, this stuff is made up. And it's not that it's made up. It's just like the conclusions are not the way a real economist would look at them. And J.C. Bradbury, while very, very smart and worth having on as, say, a guest, annoys the ever-living hell out of me because he's the most dramatic person on the internet, which is one hell of a title. I mean, I just went on his Blue Sky account, and he's talking about, like, taking his eyes out with an ice pick over having to read this report. And I'm like, dude, it'd be way easier to believe that you weren't a giant hater. Like, I know his work enough to know that he is worth quoting, and I will get to the quoting in a moment, and how some of this stuff works and why some of these numbers are not fake, but fudged. But it'd be so much easier to not just look at him as a gigantic hater who I want to dismiss about this stuff if he acted like a university professor and responsible adult as opposed to a teenager throwing a hissy fit on the internet. That said, part of the things he points out are how these numbers are counted, and that somehow they're like some of them get to count three times, basically, that if you go eat at a restaurant and then you go stay at a hotel and you pay a conference fee, that all three of those wind up counting each other's thing. And then so it's like, well, my and at the end, it's like, well, the economic impact that we registered is this. And then group B is like, we did this is group C. You add those numbers together and you don't subtract out the fact that there's redundancies in it, and you wind up with a much larger number. And there has been enough real economic studies done by people like Bradbury, but also others who are experts in the field, that will tell you, like, the stadium impacts are always overstated by the city. The, the impact of an event like the Super Bowl is always overstated by the city. But I think this is why, in many of the same ways that the NFL, say, failed, this is a weird comparison, but, like, you know how when we talked about the NFL failing to pass the tush push, Anthony? It was because they just weren't honest about why they wanted to do it. That if the NFL had just been like, we think this place sucks for NFL football, no one likes watching it except for Eagles fans, and as proven in the last segment, we shouldn't care about them. Eagles fans and the Eagles, like, they want it because they're great at it, but the truth is probably they'd still be better at everyone else at traditional quarterback sneaks. But, like, we don't like the premise of the play, so we're banning it. It's not something we want to be a part of NFL football. We're not going to debate whether it's a football play. We're not going to debate the safety stuff. We don't like it. We're the NFL. We would like to ban it. Do you agree with us or not? Yes. Okay, cool. Vote to ban. If cities were more honest about, instead of being like, oh, the economic impact is unmatched. And I do think, as I've talked about before, including with Bradbury, that there is a difference for D.C. because unlike most times where you're just shifting money around, you know, are we going to build it in this part of Atlanta or this part of Atlanta? Well, the state taxes still go to Georgia. In D.C., it's like we either have it in D.C. or it's going to Maryland or Virginia. Like, that's a different calculus. But if places would just say, you know what's really cool? We got to host the Super Bowl. Or you know what we want? We want a new stadium because we want our team to be here, and our current stadium's old and kind of sucks to go to. People would generally be like, yeah, no, that's kind of okay. We don't want to lose the football team. And there is a large economic impact of that. But if people were just more honest about it instead of fudging the numbers, and then you wouldn't have people like J.C. Bradbury throwing hissy fits on the internet about the numbers, I would like talking about these things a lot more, because now I just think that everyone's lying is basically my point, and I hate being in a space where I feel like everyone's lying.
Even if these I understand what you're saying. I understand, like, all right, these numbers might be a little bit exaggerated, but at the same token, though, Craig, like, I'm not going to say they're not far off, but the Super Bowl still generate a ton of money, and that was my whole point of, you know, even sending that, just because, again, like, the amount of jobs, the amount of, you know, money that the city gets. Like, that's more so like what I was thinking. And I think when, you know, people talk about the stadium being back at RFK, I think that's what a lot of people are, you know, referencing. Like, the fact that we can have a Super Bowl in D.C., like, who would have even have thought? We're not having it at FedEx for sure. So
no.
To have the opportunity to attend a Super Bowl in your city, I think also makes a lot of people happy.
And that's the thing, right? If you are a major city, part of the reason you want to live in a major city, the whole reason cities exist is for convenience. Like, the premise of cities globally, not just in America, the premise is that we are closer together and the things we need are more readily available. Like that. Otherwise, it doesn't matter where you live. If you're just going to live off the land and not care about entertainment and it's going to be you and your cows, then you're like, who cares how far I am from the nearest grocery store? Nevertheless, entertainment venue. That's not the world we live in. And if you're a district resident, or frankly, even a DC suburb resident, Maryland, Virginia, pick your burb, then like you're making decisions based off of your cost of living and the amenities that are available to you. And one of those things is, hey, I live in a town where there's a ton of sports, where every major team or every major league has a team. Like, that's part of the calculus. And so the economic impact matters. It's not that it's nothing, but I think often we reduce so, like, even arguments that, you know, I'm not going to go too deep into like a political third rail here, but like, we'll talk about things like healthcare in terms of economic impact. And I'm just like, I don't know. It seems like the healthcare is pretty important. The whole not dying part. The whole being able to get treatment when you're sick. Like, yes, there are economic ways to do that that are best for society, but the goal should not necessarily just be how do we save some people some money? It's like, how do we create the best system to do the stuff? And so, like, when we talk about sports and stadiums, I want to have a good place to go watch a game. I want the environment to be good. I want nice amenities. I want it to feel clean. I want to be able to get in and out easily. Like, I don't want parking to be a nightmare. And, like, just say that. That would be a lot better than, well, the economic impact will be, and like, yeah, sure, it creates jobs on Sundays for people that are vendors, and the construction jobs will be really nice, and there's tax revenue, but also sometimes the tax revenue gets taken out because politicians cut deals with teams to limit the amount of, whether it's income tax, or not income, but revenue taxes, sales taxes, or property tax. Like, it gets very complicated very quickly. Just say you want to have fun at a football game. And when Beyonce is doing a tour, that you want her to be here. That's important. Beyonce is very important. Perhaps, Anthony, the most important.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. When we get back, Christy Winter Scott talking some hoops with us. We'll get into the NBA Finals over the next couple of hours as well. But Mystics Liberty tonight. We'll talk about Kiki Iriafin winning Rookie of the Month and what Christy has seen from Kiki so far next here on The Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.